Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It's already been a busy day here at Flowery Branch. We started the show off Drake London literally as we said, "Hey, man." Drake came in, sat down. He said, "Don't look at my feet," because he was barefoot.
We're like, "Holy cow, it's happened. It's already begun." Mac Hollins having an effect on everybody in the building. Now, don't get me wrong. They got wall to wall here.
Yes,
and
I
it's very beautiful.
Yes, I do.
I mean, it's this building, this facility, again, and if you're a fan who's coming to Flowery Branch later this year in August when camp is open to the public, we'll be in the buildings on the far side of the practice facility. But, man, they put some money into this joint. It's amazing. Yeah. And thanks for their hospitality. We were in a killer suite.
No doubt. As a matter of fact, I went outside. It's like all electronic, the door and everything. Right. And I was looking at some of the other setups and then some of these other rooms. This is as good as any studio that we have in our building, man. Seriously.
I mean, I got to be honest. I was talking with Bassity, who does the PR. I was like, our studios are 12 years old in Midtown.
True.
I mean, can we steal this? Can we get a U-Haul and just lift this? We're sitting around a Falcon podcast table with this. I mean, digital cameras. The table, I'm sure, lights up. This thing's unbelievable. This is like right out of Starfleet Command over here.
The only thing I want, Mike, from this studio is the chair.
Holy lumbar support, Batman.
Can I get a comfortable chair? That's all I'm asking for. I mean, I don't need a lot to do my job.
And again, I know you guys are saying you guys talk, you sit on your butt, you do radio, but I got to tell you, these chairs, they're like the Marquis de Sade invented. These things are torture devices back at the ranch. These things, we got to steal these.
Dude, I feel like I'm in a Mercedes
right now. How much do these chairs go for?
Who knows? Like, we can afford
bucks?
Them.
I mean, what I'm saying, but we got to get it back to the ranch. See the way the arm thing swivels?
Yes. Yeah.
This is
it
unbelievable.
Lets fat people out of this chair.
This is the greatest. Yes. This is the greatest radio chair I've ever sat in.
It's the best. I came in. I literally told Chris. I was like, "Look at the chairs." He thought I was going to say something else. I'm like, "The chairs."
Oh man, everything's got new smell. Sorry about that, kids. Anyway, you know the fun when you get a new car. It's basically we're a new studio smell over here.
It's true.
And we harken back to the days of our old studio when it was new again.
When it was new. Jake Matthews, you'll hear what he had to say coming up here in about 10 minutes. Also, Mike, we now know Hall of Fame game, guys. Jets, Browns.
Oh, my God. Another Aaron Rodgers game card.
August 3rd. He won't play in that
Joe Klecko is going to the Hall of Fame, long overdue, one of the members of the New York Sack Exchange.
Yes.
So Jets will be obviously a part of that. The team's usually playing, not bringing their fans to go watch guys go in the Hall of Fame.
I got to be honest. I don't get excited until the Hall of Fame game. Like, we can talk about all this stuff leading up. And not that I'm watching, but it kind of starts like it's coming. Football's here.
I remember one years ago we ran – remember Jeremy Shockey when he was a thing?
Oh, yeah.
So my buddy Vince and I ran into a bar in Manhattan. I was up there for a Ranger hockey playoff years ago. And we were chatting, and I said, "Was it true that you wouldn't sing the fight song, the alma mater?" He goes, "Yeah, dude, I was a JUCO transfer. I didn't know the Miami fight song because all the rookies have to sing."
Yes.
And it was a big thing for some of the vets. And then he trucked – I think we'll say the Giants played the Browns that year in his rookie year. And he ran over like two guys, Carl, on a screen pass or whatever, or a slant, whatever it was, tight end route. And the Giants player's like, "Okay, he didn't have to sing." Because he was kind of established, like, this guy's going to be an operator.
He's good, yeah.
Yeah, bad dude. Good dude.
So that's August 3rd. Just real quick, we're talking about national televised games preseason. I know. Ravens at Commanders. That's going to be on ESPN Monday, August 21st. That's preseason week number two. And then the third week of the preseason, that's August 24th. 25th and 27th. That's a Thursday, Friday, Sunday. You got Colts, Eagles, Lions, Panthers, and Texans, Saints. And again, all these games are Prime Video or CBS or Fox.
Right.
But point is, it's out there. And that, as we come here to Flyer Branch, literally the countdown is started to get back to training camp. More on the Falcons coming up. Arthur Smith next hour, guys. Literally 5 o'clock. He's stepping in with us. And we will get a chance to sit down and talk with Arthur.
And you mentioned Jake, right? Jake at 420.
420, yeah, he's coming up. Hey, this hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
So, Mike, Ladd McConkey, drawing high praise. He's already graduated from Georgia, and he's entering in his fourth year. So Ladd McConkey getting it done. He's battled injuries. We know this. He's overcome a lot. But he had, you know, multiple touchdown wins or touchdowns in the wins over Oregon, Miss State, and TCU. He was a stud in the TCU game, man. He was. So a lot of people are saying, how good is Ladd McConkey going to be? Now, did he have a connection with Stetson Bennett? I think so. I think, you know, that for whatever it's worth, they were on the same page. But McConkey was saying, hey, I feel like I still have a lot more to do here. I love it here. I love the guys. I love the coaches. And so he was just talking about where the program is. But he could enter the NFL draft after this past season, but he elected to come back. He elected to come back to Athens.
He's back for three, man. Go get a three-peat, and certainly a guy that makes plays. You know, I don't know. Does he have a role? Can he be like a Hunter Renfrow type, that Wes Welker or whatever you would project him in the NFL?
Hey, Renfrow got paid with the Raiders.
And this dude gets open, and Renfrow reminds you of that guy with Clemson. And I was saying, with all due respect to Renfrow, Ladd McConkey's a better athlete, but he's got an ability to get open and catch balls. And so, yeah, there's always going to be a spot in the NFL for a dude like that.
Yeah, and the idea, you know, that he's graduated. He's not worried about it. All he's there is just play football. Like, I'm here for the fall, and I've already got my degree. I'm good. So
he got his degree.
Yes, he did.
Unlike a certain quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, he's graduated from Georgia. He's entering his fourth year in the football program.
Right. So he's opposed to a guy who's there seven. Well, he had some JUCO years.
He's ahead of schedule. Did we ever get an update on that story?
He never got his degree.
Okay. We never got an update.
I think
on
it's
that.
Established that it never happened, talking about Stetson Bennett. Hey, this is interesting. SEC brass, Greg Sankey and company. Apparently, this is an annual sojourn to Washington, D.C., where they lobby members of Congress to maybe come up with some ideas about NIL.
Yeah.
Did you hear what apparently got everybody all, like, freaked out down in Destin at the meetings? California State Legislature passing a bill, which I'm not sure it's passed yet, but they're moving it forward, where schools of the 26 programs in California would have to share
money
with the football, with the players. Yeah. And apparently the SEC sees this as a major, and let's try to get ahead of this and make sure that politicians come up with something that won't be that. on a national level, that would supersede what California is trying to run up the flagpole.
Every state is doing their own thing. And Nick Saban talked about it. Kirby Smart talked about it. This is the dilemma with what's going on with NIL and recruiting. And California's leading the way. You know, Nick Saban, I think Saban and Greg Sankey were up there yesterday,
right,
in Washington lobbying to try to get some unification as far as, hey, we need some guidelines. We'll see if anything comes of it or not. Meanwhile, Mike, let's switch gears a little bit because there's so much going on today, and we're up here at Flowery Branch. As we mentioned, Coach going to join us for the entire hour, next hour. So what about the reaction now after we've had 24 hours? Yesterday we talked a lot about the golf and
right,
live and the PGA. And now you've seen some of the reaction from some of the players,
right,
what's happened. You know, I'm not going to tell you that there are guys that are not upset. They obviously are, but
they just don't happen to be LIV golfers. They're
correct,
just PGA Tour golfers.
Yeah,
because LIV golfers' quality of life hasn't changed one iota.
Well, in some cases, it got better.
Yeah.
You talked about
Brooks. Other than the $100 million they may have made, if you're a Brooks Koepka or a Dustin Johnson or a $200 million. Phil,
you talked about Brandel Chambly. This is a guy that Mike despises, but this is what he said yesterday after basically dragging Liv right through the mud this entire time. This is what he said.
After the shock sort of ebbed away, I was hugely disappointed. I think this is one of the saddest days in the history of professional golf. I do believe that the governing bodies, the entities, the professional entities have sacrificed their principles for profit. And then, of course, I tried to imagine what circumstances would have led to such a capitulation.
Well, again, all I can say, Brandel, is if you're this outraged, I presume it's time for you to disassociate yourself with this
quit
brand.
Quit.
With the Golf Channel, i.e. NBC Sports Golf Coverage, since you are now party to this travesty.
Wow. By the way, Jay Monahan has been the guy. He's the face of this. He's going to take a lot of the criticism. And just a couple of things as we talk about the fallout.
By the way, and just I know I did I with the whole round. I won't do the rant, Carl, I promise. But my mean on for Chambly is
how do you feel about it?
I just thought he would make.
No, I want to know, Mike.
You and I are Tiger fans, and look, Tiger has made a ton of mistakes, and they're all documented. But this Brandel Chambly,
is he a jerk?
He's a racist. He's a racist. It's very thin. It's thinly veiled. It's a patina of objectivity about the golf game. But he's always taking shots at Tiger, and he's taking shots at other guys on tour. And I think this guy is. I think he's a racist. I think Brandel Chambly is racist, and I think he's also a snob and an elitist. And as far as the hypocrisy of him going after the guys, as we said the other day, Butch Harmon, you said it. Yeah, I understand. Saudi Arabia, there's bad things going on. NBC's in bed with China and Russia. Bad things going on over there. So are you outraged by that, or are you just outraged by this? So to me, look, he does his job. His job is to get people fired up and get the average Golf Channel viewer who's 65 to dead to go right on, Brandel, because that's his target demographic and that's who he plays to.
Yeah.
But he don't play to me and he don't play to guys who were basically ostracized from playing golf for years because of guys like that who didn't want you in the country club or at the golf course.
Yeah, this whole thing, saddest day in the history of professional golf, come on. Come on. That's a little bit of a stretch. But that goes back to him trying to defend all the things that he said.
Correct.
And trying to make it out to be way worse than what it actually is.
And just
is.
To play devil's advocate for Brandel, tough spot to be in. He works for the PGA in their relationship with NBC, and Monahan was fighting the good fight. Hey, man, these guys are bad. This is not good for golf. Everything from 9/11 to the fact that their money, you know, they're sports washing, they're billions. But now, all of a sudden, Monahan just pivots like this, and nobody saw it coming. Rory McIlroy says, I'm like a sacrificial lamb. You know, I'm out there banging the drum for the PGA and being loyal.
He is.
Totally blindsided. And I just don't, I don't know how Monahan can survive. He'll get a buyout. But how can Monahan represent the guys on the PGA side of this moving forward?
Let's hear this Day-Day back at the station where he talks about, you know, having to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour. This is Jay Monahan.
Well, I talked to players. I've talked at a player meeting, and I've talked to a number of players individually for a long period of time. And I think you'd have to be living under a rock to not know that there are significant implications. And as it relates to the families of 9/11, I have two families that are close to me that lost loved ones. And so my heart goes out to them. And I would ask, you know, any player that has left or any player that would ever consider leaving, have you ever had to apologize for being a member of the PGA Tour?
Now, those comments were months ago.
Almost a year ago, right?
Yes, when he made those original comments, and that is what we're talking about. That's how adamant he was in trying to get guys to not go and basically think about the consequences. You don't have to apologize for being a part of this group. But if you go over there with those people, you're going to have to apologize for even participating with them for what they stand for. That's what he was saying. And then yesterday, this is what said about being hypocritical, because everybody's saying you are a hypocrite, Jay Monahan.
I recognize that people are going to call me a hypocrite. And anytime I've said anything, I said it with the information I had at that moment. And I said I said it based on someone that's trying to compete for the PGA Tour and our players. And
see, so what I had criticism. Said was... Yeah, whatever.
No, but I mean, but here's the deal. You know, people are immediately, the golfers are accusing him. Did you make a side deal? How much did the Saudis pay you off to grease the skids on this deal?
Wow.
Because that's
Mike,
what I would say.
That's not a good position.
No, that's what I'm saying. I mean, moving forward, like he'll make millions of dollars doing this, but I just don't know how. Whoever the face of golf is going to be, whatever this is going to be, the European, Live, PGA altogether, I just don't think it's going to be Monahan. I think they got to go to somebody else. I think he's too dirty now. I think you got to go with a fresh start.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. It is. Hey, we've got a lot more to get to, including Jake Matthews, who stopped by. Wait until you hear the story that takes us back to last season when we thought he wasn't going to make a game. And he did. It's all coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'll tell you who else is rolling. The guy that came in and sitting next to us, Jake Matthews, our left tackle. It's good to see you, brother. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all doing?
Man, look at you. You're dripping, bro. I mean, you guys just got done.
Just got off the field, a little sweaty. Getting old, some gray in my hair, but feeling good.
I was telling Carl earlier, I said, you know, knowing you were going to come on, I remember when you first signed and you rolled in wearing those Cayman boots.
Yeah.
It was like, does that seem like ages ago or what?
Maybe had a little more personality back then, but no, it does and it doesn't. I just got grilled by the media for a while. Do you feel old? How do you feel? And it's like, I actually feel really good, so. No, I'm just happy to keep it rolling.
Right. We would never do that to you, Jake.
Do
you feel old?
I don't feel old.
The elder statesman of the offensive line choices here on Dukes and Bell.
Well, here's what's funny, man. Friday we were at the Mercedes-Benz, right? Chris Lindstrom comes over. He sits down with us, and I asked him about the leadership that you've shown and other guys on the offensive line, and he brought up the fact that like you have a tendency to relax guys with things that you'll say. And so he was, like, giving us examples of, like, just do your best. You'll be okay. And the kind of things that
and if you don't, the quarterback will get hit.
The kind of things that you say to these guys. Where do you get all of that from?
I don't think I've used that line. That's a little soft. I don't think I've ever said do your best and everything will be okay.
Well, give us an example. Give us an example.
You know, you're going out before a game and guys are freaking out and they need to calm down. And it's just, hey, man, just. Do good, don't do bad. It's as simple as that.
That was the line. Yes, do good, don't do bad.
That's a go-to. It's pretty corny, but gets a laugh most of the time. The guy's, all right, I got this. So,
Where do you get all that from, man? I mean, because you are calm. You don't get the butterflies and all that stuff anymore.
Maybe I just don't show it. But okay. I don't think you're human if you go up for a game. You don't feel something. There's definitely a little anxiousness and excitement to get going, but. Yeah, you're definitely feeling stuff. But I think a lot of it just comes with, you know, years and a lot of experience. And it does make me laugh a little bit when a younger guy will, you know, they'll be in there wanting to headbutt the locker and completely lose their cool. But it's like,
all right,
man, we got 2 hours before kickoff. Like, try to contain yourself. So, definitely a learning process.
You've been to a couple of coaches now, and you know here we are in year three under Arthur Smith, and it just seems like now this team, we just feel like maybe we're as fans, we're pumping it up, but it just seems like we're poised to take it to another place now because it seems like it's got more depth. It's one thing when you know you look to your right and the left, who's this guy? They're plugging in, here's a name card. It just seems like there's more depth, there's more speed, there's more power. It just looks like a really good football team on paper, and it seems like what we saw at Mercedes-Benz too in person.
Yeah, no, I 100% agree. I think just speaking for the offensive line, I think last year we did a lot of things that we set out to accomplish. I think we ran the ball, went from being the 31st team in rushing to where were we third, right? You know, half a yard from being second, and you know, I think we protected the quarterback a lot better. And there's a lot of things we want to continue improving. We definitely haven't made it yet, but I think continuing to do that stuff and having that correlate into more wins, you know, that's the goal, and we've proven it. That we're capable. Now let's consistently do it and, you know, get those wins like I was talking about.
You played on a Super Bowl line, right?
Yeah.
You know what that looks like. You know what that feels like. Are we anywhere close to that with this group? When you talk about where, you know, how you guys progress. Now, the thing with that year was nobody missed a start, right? I mean, you guys, everybody played. But does it feel similar? Can you look at the line and go, this feels a lot like that?
It's hard to make comparisons because that year, I was in my third year. All the other guys were like year 7 through 10, much older. It's different, but, you know, it's the same goals and the same mindsets for sure. I think, you know, the names are different besides myself, but we've got the ability to do that stuff. So it may be a little different way with, you know, how we run the ball and play action, all that stuff, but – you know, we're confident that we expect to win and expect to make a playoff push and all that. That's the goal of the year, and we're not going to settle for anything less than that.
Falcons veteran Jake Matthews with us here on Dukes and Bell, live in studio out here at the Branch. One thing for certain, they try to shore up the left guard position. And only time will tell, but Bergeron did play tackle at Syracuse. And, he's projected. He's got to go earn this job. Nothing's going to be given to him. But what do you think of what this line could look like now if he does plug in?
I think sky's the limit, only better. Like I said, a lot of good things last year, but there's so much more that we want to get better at and stuff that we missed. And, 5 to 10 yard runs that we think could, we could gash and be 40 yard touchdowns. But no, and just speaking on that left guard position, I think there are 5 guys or something that were rolling in next to me last year. And, right now it's Hennessy in there right now. And he, I got nothing but respect for him and the way he works and comes in every day. And we expect a lot out of him. And Bergeron also has come in, and just the way that he's, he's got it's different to see a young guy like that with, the maturity level and how he approaches it and wants to work hard. He doesn't take shortcuts, which as a room is really important to us. Every day, we don't compromise. Offensive line is a gritty job. You usually don't get a lot of love and first one to get blamed, but we we take a lot of pride in, hey, it doesn't matter what anyone might say, we're coming in today, we're working, we're getting better. And he's taken on to that really quick.
Bergeron can play.
I think he's got a lot to prove, but you can see the ability.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Tell us about being in that huddle with Desmond Ridder. Of course, guys, we're talking with Jake Matthews, our left tackle here up at Flowery Branch on Dukes and Bell. Commander of the huddle. I mean, you're a vet, man. I mean, you've seen it. You've been there. Yeah. What's your impressions of what you're getting from Desmond Ridder?
Speaking last year as a rookie, the first thing you notice is he's confident. There's no doubt about that. If I compare last year to this, the confidence is still there, but I'm noticing not as many mistakes.
Okay.
So he's coming into the huddle, the play calls are clear and precise. We're executing. There's no MAs or missed assignments or anything that I'm seeing. And you can tell he's improved, and he's taken it, very seriously that, this is my job and I'm going to perform. So, we expect a lot out of him, and we're rallying behind him as an O-line.
And then once again, we spoke with Drake London just earlier, and it seems like so many weapons. If you guys are doing the work you're doing, that the sky really will be the limit, because some of the mismatches, and Arthur could be a mad scientist with some of the play calls and some of the personnel that the defense may have to pivot to match up with.
Yeah, I think we take a lot of pride in being a group that can mix it up. We're gonna do whatever we need to do to win. If that's running the ball 45 times for some reason, and that's how we're gonna win, or if we gotta throw it 50 times, we'll find a way. But we definitely have playmakers, and I think we've only added more. And as an O-line, man, let's keep opening up holes and giving those guys opportunities to get in space, because they've proven they're going to make guys miss and look good.
And I know we've had as a veteran, this is springtime, this isn't camp, but it seems like we added some hombres on the defensive side.
Yeah, no doubt. It lining up, like you said, it's OTAs, we're just in helmets, but you can tell lining up, hey, we got some dudes over there. I recognize him. I played against him. I'm glad he's on my team now. But, I'm excited to see, what we do defensively.
All right, got to tell you a story, Jake, and I hope it makes you laugh. So last year, he's like, oh, hell. Last year, Mike and I make the trip up to Carolina.
Oh, okay.
We are there. We take the city over. We're in Hooters. There's like 200 Falcon fans in there. We're rocking. It's bananas. And then we get an announcement.
Jake Matthews may not be at the game tonight.
What? So we are freaking out, right? We're like, what happened? What's going on? And we find out, obviously, your wife is in labor. So literally Falcon fans are like, is Jake going to make it back? So we have this whole conversation about Arthur sent the private jet for him. He's coming back.
And they sent Falcon 1 to bring you up to Sharp.
He's going to make the game. So we didn't know if you would. Talk about that day, man. It was crazy.
Sometimes I don't like reliving it because it's so stressful, man. So I get a call at 6 a.m. from the hotel phone, which, we don't.
Never happens.
That never happens. I haven't gotten wake-up calls on the hotel phone since, 2009 in, college or something. Yeah. So I know something's up, and I get a call, hey, your wife's in labor, she's at the hospital. And so then it's just panic mode. It's 6 in the morning. I'm like, what do I do? are we able to get a plane to take me there? I end up driving all the way down there or getting a ride.
Back here?
Yeah, well, we drove back.
Wow.
And then I get there. Basically, the cutoff point was 3:30, and my wife, being the amazing woman she is, we pushed the baby out at 3:15. So
Lombardi time.
Yeah. So she's very competitive. Like, it was like, you're getting to that game. We're having the kid. So the baby's delivered. I get to hold him for, you know, 15 minutes, and I'm out, which was depressing in itself.
Sure,
but
right.
Hey, let's go. I got to play this game. And eventually, yeah, Arthur picks me up in his private jet, and I make it there. No time to warm up or anything.
Right,
it was
get
in, get dressed. It couldn't have been more perfect timing because I'm finishing the tape, and it's like, all right, we're heading out for warm-ups. And
wow.
Normally I'm there 3.5 hours before the game. I got there like an hour before kickoff. So it was stressful, but made a really cool story.
It was. Nice. And we were all concerned because, you know, part of the Falcon Nation was like, he's having a baby, man. You know, like it's cool if he misses tonight's game, right?
Yeah.
And the other part was like, we're in playoff contention. He's got to be.
Yeah. Idiots like me. You know, if they have like a turbo helicopter, I bet you they could get, you know, yeah, man.
I'm just glad it worked out because I don't think I've slept harder than – I'll actually say this is pretty funny. My wife, you know, I finally make it back and everything. She's like, all right, you're going to wake up early the next day and come meet me at the hospital. I was like, yeah, oh, yeah, I'm there, 7 a.m. I've never slept through my alarm. I slept through the alarm, didn't get there till like 10 a.m. Oh, she was so mad. I was like – I was so I've
exhausted.
Never been more exhausted. Just the emotional roller coaster and playing a game, and then, like I said, really cool story.
It,
so
it was, and we were glad to have you. I know it was crazy. Last thing before we let you go, Jake, Jimbo, is he going to survive? You're an A&M guy.
Yeah.
Come on now.
I've always had a sibling there at some point, and I haven't for a while. So if I'm being honest, I'm not keeping up as much as I should be.
Okay.
But I hope he does. I loved my time at A&M, and we'll see. I think it'd be ignorant for me to say something not knowing anything.
Yeah, listen, he's recruiting like crazy. Like,
they're
getting the kids they want to get, and it's just like they're paying him a lot of money, and it's just there's a lot of pressure right now.
Could you have pulled an NIL deal when you were an Aggie? With your dad? I mean, the whole
don't get me started on that. I wish I had NIL deals in college. I'm a little bitter about that.
I'm assuming you're not the only one.
Yeah,
I'm guessing
I think it's
you're
a
not.
Safe bet.
Right.
Hey, Jake, thank you, man. We appreciate you. Continued
Thanks,
success, brother. We'll see you here and at camp and all the stuff that'll be going on. Thank you for stopping by.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate
it. All right, Jake Matthews, guys, left tackle for our Atlanta Falcons.
And coming up, guys, top of the hour, we're going to have our Arthur Smith for an hour, man, an exclusive. Dukes and Bell with the head coach of your Falcons. Plenty more on the Braves, guys. We'll get into it in Guy Talk. Why are the Mets running their mouth? Look at the scoreboard, Alonzo, you big meathead. And Carl, games canceled for smog in the Northeast? Details next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week 1. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Sports Sports Radio 92.9 The Game Sports Flash. Brought to you by Bader Scott Accident Attorneys. After an accident, don't wait. Dial 8. Call 404-888-8888.
I'm Joe Patrick. The Sports Flash is brought to you by Atlanta's award-winning personal injury attorneys, Bader Scott. Visit BaderScott.com. In soccer, there is major breaking news today as multiple reports state that Lionel Messi is on his way to MLS, where he is set to sign with Inter Miami this summer. Former Atlanta United manager and fellow Argentine Tata Martino could join him in what could be a historic signing for the league. Meanwhile, Atlanta United travels across the country as they seek to get back to winning ways with a mostly healthy squad against LAFC tonight. Pre-game coverage with Mike Connie and Jason Longshore starts right here on 92.9 The Game at 10 p.m. Nationally, it's a critical Game 3 of the NBA Finals, where the winner will take the upper hand in the series between the Nuggets and Heat tonight. Miami guard Tyler Hero remains out but could return from his broken right hand during the series. Tip-off in South Beach is set for 8:30. And in baseball, the Braves got its homestand started in winning fashion against the Mets last night with a final of 6-4. The win stretches Atlanta's lead over the Mets in the standings to 6.5 games, though the Marlins currently sit in second in the East, just 3 games behind the Braves. Charlie Morton gets the ball against Max Scherzer tonight in Game 2 of the 3-game set, with first pitch set for 7:20. Keeping you up to date on Atlanta sports when it happens, I'm Joe Patrick from the Kia Studios on your home of tonight's Atlanta United game against LAFC. Kickoff at 10:30, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Time for Guy Talk.
Yes. Never mind.
It's time for shenanigans.
Yes, reclining in comfort, live in Flowery Branch, and Dukes and Bell, live from their podcast studio, our intrepid engineer on site, Jersey Mike. You heard us talking about this earlier, these amazing chairs we are sitting in. And Carl and I, we're coveting these chairs. Thou shalt not covet another man's recliner, or in this case, bar stool. We got the word from Jersey Mike. These chairs retail, Carl, anywhere from $899 to $1,250.
Well, I guess that's not happening.
Yeah, and I don't mean like going to Odd Lots $899. I mean like $899. Yeah. So that's not happening.
Listen, all I need is a chair, phone lines, and a mic to work. This right here.
That's
and
right.
I have two of the three things that I need back at the studio. The third thing is a comfortable chair like this.
Yeah, the Amia stool actually by Steelcase also retails as high as $1,642 with all the options.
Well, that's not happening either. Yes. Yeah, I mean, who's going to take that to management? Who's taking that? Yeah, we want new chairs. We all want these chairs.
All right, if Terry Fox was here, you think we could get $1,000 chairs?
We could get these. We could get these. Now, I don't know if we can get them.
I can real quick, back, take you behind the curtain. When I came to work at Carl, started the station 2 years. I came in 2 years then. I'd never been to a station where literally it was like the Pittsburgh Pirates in 1979. They had outfits for every day of the week. There were like 17 different polo shirt and t-shirt combinations, hats. I mean, Terry must have spent like $250 million on swag for the station.
To be quite honest with you, in full transparency here, part of it was we were going to look uniformed, uniformity when we went out places. Mike, we had so much stuff. I have a closet right now. We call it the Terry Fox collection.
Right. Terry was our old program director for those not following us.
Yeah, there's stuff in that closet. You can't. I don't even know when it happened. Like, it was just, here's another thing, and here's a polo, here's a pullover. It was like jackets and all kind of stuff. But we did look good. I got to tell you. We did look good.
But these seats are tight, man. We're just lamenting the fact that, you know, it might be time for an upgrade back at the ranch. Okay. Last night, Braves fall
not
behind.
Not for that price.
4-1. Well, you know, it gets us back to our conversation about Saudi Arabia and buying things from countries that are bad. Now, we could probably find a chair moderately comfortable. It would come from China for probably about $199. Some assembly required.
This thing is amazing. Go ahead.
Anyway, so last night, Braves are up, Mets are up, I should say, 2-1, and then Alonso comes up and deposits a moonshot, 448 feet. He gets in the dugout after he rocks Bryce Elder's hanging slider, and he says this.
Throw it again, please.
All right, so they asked Elder about this. He goes, hell, man. He was kind of like, you know, big picture. If I hit one on the concourse, I might holler too. So for what it's worth, Elder didn't add any fuel to the fire. Now, what made it so funny, of course, is Alonso, like the Mets, always ones for premature jaculation.
Yeah.
They might have started this, but the Braves finished it. Sean Murphy's two-run double. Tyler Matzek apparently in the dugout because he's rehabbing, yelling, throw it again, throw it again. So the Braves were acutely aware. We talked about this earlier in the show. You asked, should the Braves be throwing at Alonso? I said to Carl, Alonso was trying to get his team hyped because they're getting their butts kicked. Now they're 6.5 back. I say let sleeping dogs lie or let the big polar bear do whatever he's doing. Normally, I'd be all for some violence because sometimes someone deserves to get punched in the head. But maybe this is one where you just don't even throw any fuel on the fire. Get on with business. Keep beating the Mets' brains in.
Yeah, we are top of the division. There's no reason to set off the Mets just because we didn't like the nature of what happened, right? Again, I'm not condoning violence. It's not what I do.
Sometimes we definitely are condoning violence.
But I will say that if we were not in the position we're in and we weren't beating and dragging the Mets game in and game out, I would definitely feel different about this. Because, again, this was taunting. And now you're just clowning because you went deep.
Did Elder do anything to warrant that kind of nonsense?
Not at all.
Elder's, he's a young guy, but he's a consummate professional. He's been the Kyle Wright for the Braves this year.
I'm with you. I don't want, listen, as much as I'd love to see somebody maybe do something, I don't want anything done in this situation because, Mike, we own them. We've been winning against the Mets. We've owned them last year, season series, division, et cetera. Last 5 years. There's no reason to start it.
Yeah, so we'll see what goes on tonight as Charlie Morton goes up against Max Scherzer. So that's going to be pretty exciting. Hey, man, no maybe ball games in New York or Philly or Boston tonight. Detroit looks like something from, like, the movie Blade Runner. It's being described as a dystopian wasteland. I've got some pictures. I showed Carl during the commercial break from friends of mine who work in Midtown Manhattan. It looks like something from a science fiction movie. We're talking about those Canadian wildfires from as far west as Alberta to as far east as northern Quebec. And these things are in the atmosphere, and they are bringing some unbelievable-looking pictures and images to the Midwest. Detroit, literally, Carl, looks like you can't even – it looks like a hailstorm all the way up to Boston. How about it?
It's scary. Poor air quality. Someone in Philly just said that kids are going to have to mask up because of the air quality that's going on there. I don't know, you know, all the details, but this is affecting numerous cities, Mike. And I was saying to you, you know, I don't know how much of this we're going to get, but I had heard that because this is coming south, as far as North Georgia, you might see some amazing sunsets with the smoke and stuff that's happening. But I don't want this, and certainly professional sports doesn't want this, postponing games because of the air quality and you know, fear of fans being affected by this.
So two things that are trending right now on Twitter, wildfires and Zion Williamson or Zion Baby Mama. We were looking at some of the stuff. Some of this is a little too dirty to mention on a family program like Dukes and Bell's program this afternoon here. But in a nutshell, Zion Williamson, the Pelicans forward, announced that he's going to be a father. And then he and his significant other named Kima announced the gender on YouTube. Then apparently a film actress, adult film actress named Mariah Mills spent a lot of time talking about her relationship and, well, intimate moments with Zion Williamson.
24 messages on Twitter since Williamson announced detailing the alleged relationship between the two. One of them a Snapchat screenshot.
Screenshots kill you.
One from Zion that reads, Zion sends this to her. When you move, how much do you expect me to pay you a month?
Oof.
But I'm super excited. Now, again, we can't clarify. Yeah, apparently, she's got all the receipts, Mike, and she's putting it out there because this has gotten nasty.
Hey, he likes a little freaky badiki. He likes doing the nasty. That's Zion Williamson. Good for him. Hey, man, just got to deal with the consequences. We'll come back. Arthur Smith's going to stop in. You know, again, guys, crazy equals hot sex, but then there's always the after effects. Always remember that.
Yeah.
We'll talk to the head coach of your Atlanta Falcons, our exclusive one-hour sit-down with Arthur Smith next.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.